This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If you're growing tomatoes, you know there are several things that can cause tomato trouble. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini covers how hot weather, fungal diseases, and hornworms can all cause problems. Cynthia, no doubt a lot of questions coming in about tomatoes because it is the most popular crop in the garden, and a lot of questions, especially this time of year, because we start to see the temperatures go up and that can have an impact.
Absolutely. So with the higher temperatures we've been seeing lately, you may be seeing some leaf curling. You might be seeing the blossoms dropping, and that is very normal. One of the problems with that is as the blossoms are dropping, it's going to reduce the amount of pollination that we're getting because there's not flowers there. So it could temporarily reduce the amount of fruit produced. It is a problem, though, that will resolve itself as the temperatures return to normal. When the daytime temperature is above 85, 90, and the nighttime temperature is staying elevated as well, that's typically when we see those kinds of problems.
Disease-wise, we might start seeing some leaf spot?
Yeah, we've been seeing, hearing some reports of different types of spotting that people are seeing on their tomato plants. There's septoria leaf spot as well as early blight. Septoria leaf spot is more common in Kansas, but both of these have similar symptoms. So the symptoms typically start with spotting at the lower leaves, and that's a result of the spores splashing up from the soil or debris that has been left over winter. And then it'll, over time, travel up the plant. So unfortunately, if you've had a problem with these in the past, you're going to have a problem with them again. And so that's why proper care for your tomato plants is so important. You could use a preventative, but unfortunately, we're kind of past that point right now in the year. So that's something to keep in mind for next year, along with other proper tomato care.
So really all you could do at this point, if you have the lower leaves, you could kind of pick those lower leaves off?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead and remove those lower leaves. It's not too late to make sure you're watering properly. Drip irrigation is always a recommendation. If you need to use a hose and do overhead watering, get that hose down at the base of the plant so it's not splashing and getting the leaves wet. Watering in the morning is better than in the evening because the leaves will dry out quicker and be less likely to spread the disease as quickly. Mulching around your tomato plants is also a recommendation for proper practices. Another one that's really beneficial, if possible, is to practice crop rotation. Let's say that this year you're experiencing septoria leaf spot. When the season is over, clean out the garden, get those leaves, the tomato plants out of there, destroy the tomato plants, do not compost them, because more than likely your compost heap is not going to get hot enough to kill off that disease. You know, you can trash them, you can burn them if you're in an area that's allowed. And then next year, don't plant your tomatoes in the same spot. Find another location where you can plant your tomatoes. And that's going to really give you the best shot of not contracting the disease again next year.
Tomato hornworms, are we seeing that?
You can be sure if you've got tomatoes, you're going to see some hornworms. And hopefully you can get to the point where you find that a little bit exciting. They're really cool looking caterpillars. And if you have kids, get them involved in the hunt for the caterpillars. Because if your leaves are getting eaten, and kind of down to those, you're just seeing big old chunks of leaves being bitten out, you probably have hornworms. If you're seeing black droppings on the leaves, that's another indicator that you've got hornworms. So take some time, get down and look closely at the leaves. They do camouflage themselves well against the backdrop of those plants. But once you find them, I mean, you can remove them by hand. And even if you can't find them, if you're not spraying pesticides or herbicides, you may be able to attract parasitic wasps, which will take care of the hornworms on their own. And that's a really intriguing process to watch. So there's all kinds of fun things that you can enjoy, even with a pest like the tomato hornworm.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist with information on growing tomatoes. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.